Before we start on council, I'd like to talk about a couple of things. First of all, in your workshop, because you had that yesterday as well. I know that you you got a chance to hear from staff in College Station and also Brazos Valley Area Aging regarding some sort of a senior advisory committee that was discussed in council before. And now, I guess, trying to come up with a place for our seniors. And it is government's job to think of those who maybe we as individuals don't think of on a day-to-day basis. But what did you get out of that presentation, and where do you think the action might go?
Well, the gist of the conversation was about forming a senior advisory committee, and we wanted to hear from College Station about their senior advisory committee that's been in existence for many years and what they achieve, what their goals and purposes are, and possibly working with the city of College Station. It was mentioned maybe we pull our efforts together with College Station to have a joint senior citizen center. We are an aging community. We are attracting a lot of seniors and retirees back to Aggieland, back to Bryan and College Station. It's a great sector to have in your community. The senior citizens and the retired citizens, but we would like to have more opportunities for our seniors. So having a senior committee would give us that opportunity. All these other areas have senior citizen centers. Bryan and College Station, we're working on our own. So I think in College Station, you've got the Lincoln Center, the Teen Center. In Bryan, we've got the Brazos County Senior Center on Bristol. And we're looking at right now probably considering Neal Recreational Center for another a facility from maybe 9 to 3, and then from 3 on, it'll be used by the school children.
As one member of council, how would you feel about doing some sort of a joint venture with College Station? Is there anything that's doable there?
Well, we've done a lot of joint ventures here recently. I would definitely like to study it and look into it. If we can find a suitable location that would work for both communities. You need people to man these centers. You need activities. And so you could have the same staff doing the same thing for both citizens of Bryan and College Station. We are one community. We are sister cities. I don't see any reason why we couldn't look at that. And I'll put our dollars in a pot, and College Station put their dollars in a pot, and we could have a nicer senior citizen center and serve the higher needs. Now, we are a large community. Is one senior citizen center enough for, population of almost 200,000 between Bryan and College Station? That's something we'll have to look at, and maybe something these advisory committees can take a look at and study. But we haven't discussed this topic with the city of College Station. But, we are talking about all sorts of other ventures right now on the borders of Bryan and College Station. And this could be one aspect that we can bring to the table and see if it would work.
Let's talk for a minute about, while we're talking about development, the Commerce and Development Board did meet in chambers, but I was wondering if you can kind of give me an idea as to where we are with the Atlas project out near Traditions by the Health Science Center. There certainly has been some pushback on that, and there's some people who are not necessarily pleased with it, but tell me where we happen to be on that right now.
Everything is moving forward. We haven't received an update here recently at the last few meetings about Atlas, but from the last few meetings, everything is moving forward. Everything is a go.
Okay. Let's move to council then. The actual meeting that you had last night. Of course, we have a couple of news stories on it today. That's hottest topic has to do with appearance and whether lawns are being mowed and areas are being cleaned up. And basically, where do we go when it comes to enforcement of that? What do you think is a system that is good as far as hands-on, hands-off, that takes all the different parameters into account?
Well, Bryan is a very diverse community. It's an older community. Code enforcement's been a hot topic in both Bryan and College Station for many years. And since I've been on the council 10-plus years, it's always been a topic of discussion. And, do we need more code enforcement? Are we proactive and going after folks, or do we wait for someone to call in a complaint or a neighbor? And that's kind of where Bryan's been for many years. If you're not happy with your neighbor's yard, or you drive by and you see a situation, you call it into the city. You can go onto our website and you can input that info. But we've got some extreme situations that we're still dealing with. I'm not one to go out and measure everyone's yard and lawn. And, we've got some points where we've got vacant cars and abandoned cars in yards and trash piles and you know, that just blow your mind if you saw it. And
let me stop you for just a second, because I'm a property rights guy, okay? I own that piece of property, and you may not like it. That may offend you that you live across the street from me. And a lot of us grew up in cookie-cutter neighborhoods or subdivisions where everybody's house looked alike and everybody's lawn and all that. Well, you know, I'm not going to say I agree with them, but I kind of want to protect their rights to be able to if they want to keep their grass at 14 inches or whatever. And maybe they do want to put a tractor tire and paint it white in the front yard. At what point does the city get involved and say, no, you can't do that?
Well, we have ordinances on the books that we have to abide by. If that's something the council wants to change, we can look at changing it. If it affects the health and safety of the residents, of the neighbors, and that's something we need to look into. We've had situations in the past that were just extreme. And, rats that were running into the neighbors' yards and houses because the neighbors didn't mow and they didn't take care of this, and mosquitoes because you had standing water because they didn't drain this, and the tires. And so it comes to a point where you start talking about the health and safety of the residents, and, is it fair to the neighbor next door that's dealing with those problems then? And so it's a touchy situation. I would say our city council is very private property rights advocates, and again, we're not talking about the small issues. I mean, right now we're looking at extreme issues, but
well, let's talk enforcement for a second, because when College Station started dealing with this a couple of years ago, I called it narc out your neighbor. I mean, that was the whole idea. You see something, you call the city, they'll get somebody to come out there. I mean, really? And so how do we handle it from the standpoint of enforcement, or at least letting the city know that these situations exist? As one member of council, how do you think that ought to be handled?
Well, I don't think we're out to try to write citations and put people in jail for situations like this. I think the end result is get it cleaned up, get it fixed, get it dealt with. And our city staff has done a wonderful job working with our residents on getting those issues handled, not writing 1,000 citations and making it a revenue source. That's not the end goal. The end goal is getting the lawns mowed, or getting the trash picked up, or the junk vehicles removed from the property, or in working order. So we've got those on the books, and if someone calls it in, it's something we're going to look at. But if it's against the ordinances and the laws that are in place, well, that's something we have to look at. If it's 6 foot tall grass and it's got to be 12 inches before we deal with it, then it's not going to be an issue. But we want to recruit people to this community, and we want nice neighborhoods and businesses to come here. And in some of our major corridors, I mean, there's been an ongoing cleanup in those areas. I mean, it's the image of our community. It's what we want people to perceive the city as, and not a bunch of junkyards all up and down major corridors.
Sure.
And so we have fencing in place. Mm-hmm. If you're in that business, where that'll shield some of the wrecked cars and some of the trash and other debris. So it's a touchy topic, but it's something all cities deal with. And again, the city does a great job. If there is an issue and it is against ordinance, they'll work with that resident to get that fixed and resolved in a timely manner.
Jason Bansky joining us this morning. One of the kind of down the agenda items had to do with the upkeep, the maintenance, and maybe purchase of golf carts at the golf course. What action did you take as far as that goes?
The golf carts, we are moving forward with getting bids, estimates, looking into all options on replacing the golf carts.
Okay, so what does that say about the idea of a super park, that you're going to now go spend more money on golf carts when, in fact, if you had a super park, maybe that course wouldn't be as big or have as many customers?
The route that we're looking at probably going down is going to be a lease, year by year lease. So that's always an option. We're probably not going to look at purchasing golf carts, but we are looking at other options for a potential super park. And right now, I would say there's probably better options in other locations for that park.
Sure. After a marathon meeting in Brenham yesterday, some of the leaders of Blinn are headed over to Austin today to talk basically about options that they see based on legislation that State's Representative Rainey has introduced that probably is going to get out of committee and, I guess, go to the floor. Obviously, they are looking to expand their footprint here in Bryan. So as the governmental leader of Bryan, what is your thoughts about that situation?
Well, we do have Bryan officials in Austin today for those hearings, and anything that's good for the local campuses here in Bryan is good for our community. I think we heard from Blinn College this morning on some of the interviews and in the paper and other media sources that they're willing to work with the folks here in Bryan to be more equitable in how they distribute the funds. And so regardless of the end result with Representative Rainey's bills, I think the final result will be a more equitable way of working with the Bryan campuses. I mean, we are a growing area. Representative Rainey and our people here want to make sure that that we get the dollars invested back into the two campuses here in Bryan. And majority of the money that's generated comes from the students here in at the Blinn Bryan campuses. There's a lot of things that our students can't take advantage of that they have in Brenham. You know, if they have a $10 million recreational center, our kids may be paying for that, but they doubt they're driving an hour to Brenham to utilize that. So there's been a long-going standing conversation with the city of Bryan officials and Blinn College about an equitable way of working with the campuses. And I've had very positive conversations with the board of directors of Blinn College before they announced the second location, after they announced the second location, about coming up with some compromises to make that equitable for both sides. And so I think the end result will be a more palatable way of working with this campus and maybe allowing more money to be spent here and utilized here to grow the campuses in Bryan.
Sure. Anything else you got for us today?
Well, we've got a few events coming up here. Want to mention this Saturday is a busy Saturday, March 28th, from 9 to 11 a.m. at the Neal Recreational Center. We've got Breakfast with the Bunnies, an opportunity to come and have breakfast with the Easter Bunny, and there's some arts and crafts that'll be available. I was joking last night that it'd be great if one of our council members was the Easter Bunny, you know,
ooh,
or have a celebrity bunny.
I like that.
I nominated Councilmember Owens, but
I was going for Art Hughes. But okay.
Art Hughes would be great too. Yeah. Could you imagine the personalities of those bunnies? But would make it very interesting. Also, want to mention we have Operation Blue Bunny going on the same day. It's a little earlier, from 9 to 11 at Stephen F. Austin Middle School football field. So okay, there'll be an Easter egg hunt there put on by the Bryan PD, and over 10,000 Easter eggs will be filled with candy and hidden surprises, and they've got different age groups from 0 to 3 all the way up to, I think, 9 years of age. So come check out fire trucks and police vehicles, and meet the men and women of the Bryan Police Department and the Fire Department, and come out and hunt some Easter eggs this Saturday again, starting at 9 a.m. At Stephen F. Austin. I'm sorry, 10 a.m. at Stephen F. Austin Middle School. All the information is on bryantx.gov. So 9 to 11, Neal Rec Center for Breakfast with the Bunny, 10 to 11 with the Easter eggs. And then April 11th and 12th, we've got family campout. So the 11th and 12th of April, family campout starts 3 o'clock on Saturday, ends at 9 a.m. on Sunday. They've got various size tents, six-man tents, four-man tents. If you're the Condola family, you get two six-man tents, and you're great there. So they've got some wonderful games and prizes also for that event. And hopefully we'll have some pretty weather for that weekend. I know it's rained in years past.
It has.
City of Bryan's great about putting on an event and bringing the rain. We've got to figure out a way to
do it at the right time when we know we need the rain,
when
right?
We need it. But okay. BryanTX.gov for more information about all these wonderful family and community events in the city of Bryan.
All right. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you,
Jason Bianski, the mayor of Bryan. We've